to All About the FYC. I'm joined with my wonderful friend, Alex. He's also part of the Florida Youth Council alongside me and a few other wonderful people. But today, this is, y'all get to learn about him. So, Alex, tell them about yourself.
Like what Dakota said, I've been on the council myself. I've been the council for 2 years, since June of 2018. And I've been following the council since 2012, when I was in Family Cafe, and I ran into, well, I didn't run into, but I was walking around the booths that year, and I got to meet Derek and Alex, Alex Brown, who was at the time the lead member, and he was also one of the founding fathers of the Florida Youth Council. So at the time,
There's been quite a few founding fathers throughout different mini projects in the Florida Youth Council. And we, me and Alex, are the founding fathers of a podcast that we've started recently. You want to tell them about that?
Yeah, sure. So about a while back, I'll probably say at the end of last year, I wanted to start a podcast for the FYC. And the thing is, the reason why I had this idea was because I wanted to see if we could provide more content out there for the Florida Youth Council to provide, so that way more people can tune in to listening to us, a podcast, and listen to our conversations, you know, things like sports, movies, a little bit of pop culture, or any other various topics that people, our followers, can actually go up on. So that's the whole point of the podcast, was basically just to, you know, talk about things that we want to talk about that's going on, and maybe our followers can actually listen, and, you know, hopefully we put out more content, and we also listen to whatever types of ideas that they want us to talk about. You know, we're always open up to having different ideas, and one thing I want to make sure that is we're providing some good content out there for our fans and for people outside the FYC who maybe never have heard of us. So that's something that I wanted to do and make sure that we continue on doing it.
And here's a question for you with that preset in mind. What made you want to join the Florida Youth Council?
Dakota?
Yeah.
You were breaking up a bit.
Okay. What I said is, what made you want to join the Florida Youth Council?
What made me want to join the Florida Youth Council? Well, it's a really good question, because when I met you guys, well, I met the council back in 2012. I didn't join up on it then because possibility, maybe I wasn't ready to have that leadership role coming in. So even though, like, I got to know a few people who are on the council, like Megan and Josh and Alex and Derek, and for about a few years when I got to meet you guys, and sooner I got a chance to meet you, Dakota, I don't know if I was ready to take on that leadership role. So once I finally joined the council, and possibility once I was done with high school and everything, I was already in my, you know, third year of college, and I wanted to make a difference in the community, in the disability community, actually, to make sure I can provide a voice for the people who don't able to speak for themselves and advocate for those people who are like me. And one thing that I, making sure that once I'm on the council, I'm providing I'm doing my part to help the people in the disability community. And as much as I really enjoy my time here, and so far I'm still learning and growing, I still want to make sure that I can try my best to probably provide any type of knowledge or resources to anyone who needs it, who probably able to benefit from things that we are able to provide. Like, you know, the whole thing about the whole leadership and advocacy is not just two things that we always put ourselves out there, things that we want to talk about. It's not just that. It's also lend a helping hand, make a difference in our community, make sure that we're supporting a great cause. So that way, once, you know, in the future, in a few years down the line, once we started getting more members, that's something that you wanted to leave a legacy on that. And I think that for many of us on the council, including myself, we want to leave a legacy. We want to leave something, you know, a footprint, you know, to make sure that once we're finished and once we're, you know, once we age out of the council, because we're not going to be on the council for very long, not forever, but at least make a difference and make something that we always do our best and help the community that we support, that we always get around and try to make a difference. This is nothing, I mean, it's nothing new. It's nothing, you know, fresh or groundbreaking, but that's the whole main thing about the Florida Youth Council is providing a voice for people who don't able to speak for themselves, and make sure that we stand up for the people that that are in our community that may not have a voice, that may not have that kind of leadership qualities, that may not be able to advocate for themselves. If they cannot do it, we're here for them.
And that's very true. And I know you've told me how long you've been on the council, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How long have you been on the council, so our listeners can know?
Well, like I said, I've been on the council since June of 2018. And even though, like, I've been knowing the Florida Youth Council since 2012, why it took so long for me to join was, going back to what I said, was that I may not have, I wasn't ready to be in that leadership role, let's put it this way. I know that now that once I joined, I know there's going to be a responsibility that I have to focus on and be committed to the council.
And so, 2012, did you consider yourself an honorary council member, or did you, like?
No, I wasn't never even a part of the council at all. Like, I did
consider yourself, like.
Do I consider myself an honorary council member?
Like back then.
Well, maybe. You know, I mean, the council has gotten used to me after a few years, and they got to know me a little bit. And even though one of the main council members that I usually talk to was Josh, I've always tried to get a connection with my fellow council members then and what I am doing now. And even though I haven't been on the council officially not too long, but I always make a connect. But I have made a connection with the council members who are still on the council and made an impact with them, and make sure that, you know, we have this bond that we have together. So that way we always stick with each other, you know, have great conversations, you know, just always having a very positive, you know, atmosphere around us. You know, Nikki told us before that, you know, we're our family, and that's something, you know, we've always accepted anybody regardless of whatever disability that you have or whatever, wherever you come from, you know, we're here for you. We're always have, you know, a great bond with one another. And one thing I want to make sure that, you know, for people who are interested in joining the Florida Youth Council, I mean, that's what it's really all about. It's a family dynamic. We've always want to make sure we're welcome you with open arms. And that's what the council did for me.
Now, I know sometimes it comes with controversy, but and then sometimes it just comes just easily to other people. When you first decided to speak this year, did you like experience any like fears or anything like that?
Probably the first time around when I started speaking, you know, a little bit more publicly, like any session that I was doing, especially the sessions that I was doing last year at Summit, I kind of stumble upon a few things when I'm talking or when I'm, you know, trying to get the right words out there and not trying to, you know, not say stutter, but try not to always pause myself and, you know, think for too long and not be able to get the right words out of my mouth.
Yeah, it feels like whenever I was afraid to vision in the audience in their underwear, which I was like.
Well, it's also that sometimes it may be, for me, it could be lack of preparation, lack of, you know, wording, let's put it this way. But by the end of it, you know, I kind of learned how to get better and be a better public speaker. Because before, when I joined the council, I did took a course on speech communications where I was taught by a professor how to, you know, be a very effective public speaker. And even though I did learn a lot about, you know, how to, you know, make a smooth transition, how to engage with your audience, how to probably just, you know, not just be yourself, but also be very informative and very connecting with your audience. And those are the things that are very important when it comes to public speaking. And even though when I haven't taken that class for like, you know, 2 years because, you know, I passed the class, I've always, you know, learned all the good, actually the most important things in public speaking is those are the things that about having a connection, making sure that you always be well prepared, and don't be afraid to, you know, speak up and speak your mind on a few things, and don't feel like you have this obligation that you don't need to, you know, be honest with yourself and with your audience. That's the only thing that from my takeaway from my first presentation from the summit to the recent presentation that I had at Family Cafe when I did the motivation sessions. You know, it was totally completely different. And I can tell by the fact that I was more prepared, I was more engaging with my audience, and you know, it kind of sucks that the FYC is not going to really have a session for this year's summit. But at least I have done my part to become a better or more effective public speaker.
Cool. Well, I thank you, and I will remind my listeners right now that to catch the segment of the FYC on the FYCast, because we're going to be talking more about the Florida Youth Council, and if y'all are willing, if y'all want to join, we'll talk about how y'all can join too and all that good stuff. But before I let Alex go, I want to ask him something I ask our lead member, Derek. And that is, how did you feel about this year's Family Cafe?
This year's Family Cafe, you know, I feel very, I probably will say, very accomplished, because the Family Cafe is still growing in large numbers, not just by the amount of people who registered, but by a lot of people that we have met along the way and talking with individuals that are living in the state of Florida, or maybe who are living in a different parts of the state. Now, I was speaking to a gentleman who was actually, he's from Michigan, and he said that possibility, like, this was the only best opportunity that he has for to help his child, who, by the way, has autism, to make sure he gets the information that is really best for him, so that way he can take all that information back to, you know, back to his home state, and make sure that he can try to help other people with, you know, getting that information out there and making sure that they can do a good job to help people in his community, especially the people who have disabilities. And from that, you know, it's such a long, I just came a long way, you know, from my first ever cafe to this recent one right here. I always feel like this is such a great year, trying to, you know, just meet new people, keep engaging with, you know, the youth and the, you know, the basically all other people around the state of Florida just coming here, because this is like the only time that usually I get to see you guys, and also I get to meet new people along the way and just networking. My only thing is for Family Cafe is that I hope that is still to how can I say this? I hope it still gets the recognition for not just here in the state of Florida, not just Central Florida, not just Orlando or Tallahassee, but outside of Florida as well. You know, more people can acknowledge what this event has done so much for so many people out there, not just in this country, but even outside the country. These are very important things and such very important events that, you know, we've always been a part of as ever since possibility when we were little kids. And now being a part of the council or being a part of CAFE, that's something that we've always feel like a sense of accomplishment that we have always, we're doing something right. We're helping people out. We're providing whatever information that they need. And that's the great thing. And engaging with people that maybe you can be a total stranger, but that's the one thing that they make sure they're here for the same reasons that we're here, is to learn, to grow, and keep networking. And I think Family Cafe has done such a tremendous job, you know, year after year. And, you know, I'm always looking forward to what we always do for the next year and a year after that.
Well, I appreciate you coming on here, Alex.
No problem.
And I will see you on the next episode of the FYCast.
All right. All right, man. Talk to you later.
Catch you later.